2-3-7.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report Time Out. Cortland, I appreciate you joining me. Got Bob Moriarty on the line with me right now. We're going to drag Bob back into the studio later on in the show also, but we could talk about some economic issues at that time. Right now, I want to talk about a political issue with Bobby, and that is, you know, Bob, I had the privilege of introducing Dr. Ron Paul at the New York Investment Conference, Mining and Minerals Investment Conference here a while back, and I also had the privilege of chatting with him in person prior to his speech, and he said something both to me and then to the audience that I thought was very, very interesting, and I want to get your opinion about it. But basically, Ron's statement was purely and simply, you know, there's a lot of talk about a two-party system in the United States, but we really don't have a two-party system. Ron said, I would love to see a two-party system, but right now we don't have it. There's really absolutely no difference between the conservatives and the liberals in the United States. I would have to say I agree with that 1,000%. What does Bob Moriarty say about that? And how does that, and how in effect does that affect the economy?
Well, that's a very difficult question to answer, but let's go into the difference between conservatives and Republicans, or conservatives and liberals. The Republicans, theoretically, are conservatives. Conservatives stand for sound money, minding your own business, supporting the people, and liberals, of course, want to get involved in everybody's wars, and they want to print money, and they're nasty people. But if you go back, I mean, it's very funny. You and I were talking earlier about Ron Paul and how he was demonized for being fringe. You're fringe now in the United States if you say you want sound money. You're fringe if you say the government should balance their budgets. You're fringe if you say we should not be policemen to the world. And that's really weird. I mean, that's never occurred before in history. But starting in about probably 1950, there was this merger between the Republicans and the Democrats. And even though a lot of liberals say, I'm a liberal and proud of it, and conservatives are nasty people, and the conservatives say, I'm a conservative and proud of it, and liberals are bad people, the labels are absolutely absurd. George Bush started Gitmo. It was totally illegal. We have people who've been in prison there for 10 years who haven't been convicted of any crime, will never be convicted of any crime, and we've imprisoned them forever. I mean, that's so anti-American, I can't dream of anything that could be worse. And when Barack Obama was running for president in 2008, he made it crystal clear that Gitmo was bad, it was un-American, and we needed to close it. And here we are 5 years later, and he got involved in more wars than George Bush did. So financially, George Bush was the worst president in history, and Barack Obama turned around and said, I can outspend you, and did.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, I'm an American, and I'm proud to be an American, but I'm an American who's not proud of what the government is doing right now, Robert. And I'm an American who is not proud of what went on in the prior administration. And that's a very difficult thing for me to say, because there are a lot of American presidents in the past who I have thoroughly respected. You know, and I've just said, geez, this is great to have somebody like this running our country. But I just can't say that right now. I mean, call me crazy and thank God for free speech, but I just can't say it, Bob.
Well, you've confused your country with your government. It's perfectly acceptable to love your country and despise your government. And anyone who doesn't despise government for the last really 15 years isn't paying attention. They are destroying everything that America stood for. And Barack Obama's gotten away with murder literally for 5 years with the press starting to go after him. But I'm embarrassed. I mean, I'm ashamed of the American government and the policies of the American government. These guys are not Americans. I don't know who they work for, but they don't work for America, and they're not operating under the Constitution.
Well, I find this statement very interesting, given the fact that it's coming from a former military officer, a former military pilot, and a former member of the military intelligence. I find that to be an interesting comment, and I think it really ought to make people sit up and take notice, don't you, Bob?
Well, I'm not saying that I have any more credibility than anybody else does. I have an opinion, and it's as valuable as the opinion is. It has to either stand on its own merits or fail. But I think that if you look at the United States under George Bush, he bankrupted the country. You look at Barack Obama, I mean, the idea of the government spending $85 billion a month buying used toilet paper is just incredible to me. I mean, are they kidding?
You know, I had an interesting conversation at the close of the first hour of our show, Bob, with Dr. Michael Berry, a fellow who you know, colleague of all of ours, and I got a lot of time and a lot of respect for Mike, but, you know, he made an interesting comment regarding what's going on right now with our elected officials and their appointees, and his interesting comment had to do with quantitative easing. He said, you know, given the current environment, there really is no way that these people can do anything else. And I said, well, what I'm understanding you to say, Mike, is that yes, there is a way that they could do something else, but it would involve hardship on the part of the American people to get our economy straightened out. And he said, that's exactly what I meant. You agree with that?
Well, I agree with you, and I disagree with him. You and I had conversations back in 2008, and I said the banking system was insolvent.
Yes.
And was days from going under. Now, that sounds like a terrible thing to say because a lot of people would feel pain, but we would have been infinitely better off if the banking system had closed 5 years ago. And we had restarted and we got rid of all the financial malinvestment. And instead, we've gone in the opposite direction. And the government has not only done the wrong thing, they've done the opposite of the right thing. Now, at the end of the day, we're going to feel pain. But it's not a question of whether we're going to feel a little pain. We're going to feel a lot of pain. I mean, 2008 was not the height of the Depression. It was just the start of the Depression.
You know, I think that's a very, very interesting point. It's a point, Bob, that I have to agree with. I think it was the start of something very, very bad, which you're defining as being a depression. And I'm saying I think that that's very possible. The 2008 was a very, very difficult time. Now, what I find to be interesting, and we're down to about a minute here left, and then I want to drag you back here in another segment down the road, but you know, the thing that I found interesting about 2008 is that gold basically began to take off again, and it went to new highs. It went up to close to $1,900, or a little over $1,900 at one point. The conventional stock market should have absolutely disintegrated at that moment in time, really has since then gone on to record highs. Bob, what I'd like you to do is we've got an interview scheduled here with Trader Raj. It's going to last about 8 minutes, and then I'd like to get you back here because what I want to hear you say, what I want to hear from you, not what I want to hear you say, but what I want to hear from you is, given the fact that we are in very, very difficult economic times right now, as you very accurately pointed out, I would like to know what your opinions are as to where gold is going to go and silver, because I think we both agree precious metals are the safest place to be. Stick around.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
You know, I got to tell you, this has been a very, very interesting week in the precious metals markets. You know, one day you had gold go up $25, $30, or whatever it was, and then in that same day go down $20, $25. So there's something crazy is going on in the gold market right now. As we're recording this on Friday, gold kind of isn't doing really much of anything. It's off $3.90 an ounce, $1,387.60 by $1,388.60 in terms of the other markets. I'm trying to get a glance here at silver. Silver is off 14 cents, 22.49. And if you look at the major markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is really pretty flat. It's off $8.64. Everything is really down other than the Nikkei. U.S. dollar is down on the index, 83.65. I have to tell you, my personal opinion is I just don't think the markets know at all what they want to do. I got Trader Roger on the line with me right now, Roger Wiegand. Roger, I mean, what do you make out of all of this? We've had a couple of double bottoms. I'm looking at a one-year gold chart. Obviously, we have a downward bias in that one-year chart in terms of the 30-day chart. We had a bit of an increase for a while, and now we seem to be just kind of flattening out, going horizontal, for lack of better terms. What do you think about all of this, bud?
Well, it happens this way most every year. The dates aren't exactly perfect. You know, the old quotation, sell in May and go away on the stocks, still applies. But we wrote in our newsletter yesterday that the sell in May could drift into June.
Yeah.
Simply because of the holiday weekend coming up. And prior to that, we had a levitating stock market, which kept getting pushed higher and higher. And it would not permit the sell in May event to occur.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to happen now, but I think it's going to be very mild. From the action I saw in the technicals in the last couple of days, the NASDAQ did roll over. There's two sells out of five technicals right now, and we're looking at the stock indexes on the big ones, the S&P 100, 500, and the Dow, and all of those are pretty peaky right now, and they did come back. But I don't think there's going to be any crash, and I don't think there's going to be as strong a correction as I had expected, say, 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I just think that because of everything delayed and pushed forward almost into June, you're going to get a very tiny correction. The prices will go sideways in most all the markets. And then in June, we're going to get a pickup. Now, specifically for gold, because of this kind of non-standard activity as far as cycles and timing, I think that gold is going to sell down again, but it's got to go up again first. I mean, gold today is 1386 real time on my screen right now. It's off $5, but that's after hours trading. The trading range was pretty small today on this pre-holiday Friday, $14.
Yeah.
That was nothing. Yesterday, the day before, it was like $60. But what's happening here is that I think we got to get past the holiday weekend. All the markets get kicked off and get busy next Tuesday after the Memorial Day holiday. That leaves us 4 days left in the month. Now, with that little time left in a month-end closing, I think you're going to get more choppy-chop and sideways trading in almost all the markets.
Yeah.
So consequently, when you get into June, the first big trading day, Monday in June, I think that's when we get busy, and I think that stocks and gold in a lot of these markets are going to go higher. But because of all this chopping around in the seasonals and cyclicals, I do believe there's going to be a triple bottom in gold. We've got a double established right now with the buying event ahead of us, a mild one. But after that goes up again, I think down we go again for the third time. Now, a lot of people are going to be upset about that, but that has to do with all the things I just mentioned. I think that after the triple bottom, the last half of 2013 is going to be extraordinarily high for gold and silver.
Well, the million-dollar question, obviously, is when gold hit an intraday low of 13.5, that's the input, you know, that I get from folks like yourself, Richard Postma, Rick Ackerman, and other people, basically took, you know, everybody's opinion along with my own opinion, which is based totally on fundamentals, not technicals. And I said, I don't think you're going to see it go any lower than this. I think this is it. And, you know, that wasn't just my opinion. That was a whole lot of opinions, including yours on that. Now, you made a comment at that time that you thought that gold was going to, by the end of June, rally by 250 points by the end of June. So far, gold has rallied. It's rallied about 60 points. So, you know, we got a little ways to go. Does your $250 bounce back up still hold, Raj?
It still holds, but you know what, Al? I think it's getting pushed out there another month, realistically.
Yeah.
Because of this triple bottom business. you know, I had not expected that the big stock markets would continue to rise and climb all the way through pretty much all of May.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of changed everything. Do I still think gold can rise 250? Absolutely. And I think that's a minimum, and that's probably going to occur this summer. But come August, I would say the second or third week of August, all the way through to the first week of October, you're going to see something a lot bigger than 250 points.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking with Dr. Michael Berry in the last segment of the first hour, and we were talking about his views on the market, et cetera. And we're kind of changing subjects here a little bit, but he made a comment. He said the quantitative easing that's going on, he said, you know, I really don't believe the government has any choice other than to do that for a variety of reasons. And I have to say I agree with Mike 100% on that. I think there is a choice, as I mentioned to Dr. Berry, and that choice is you got to get tough, and you have to make fundamental changes. But our elected officials and their appointees choose not to do that, apparently, because they want to keep their jobs and they don't want to see hard times going on. I personally think that it's absolutely necessary. I'm not really sure that the quantitative easing is the answer. Actually, I'd go on record as saying I don't think it is the answer, but it certainly is affecting the precious metals market. What do you think about that aspect of what's going on economically, Roger?
Well, I totally agree with you and Mike on that. I think they do have no choice. They're doing it within the context of a situation that actually started probably two decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of it is if they slow it down and stop it, I think the interest rates will fly. And you'd have interest rates almost in a flash go up to 3%, 4%, 5%, and then they would be in a real pickle because they would not have the money to pay that interest because of all those trillions of dollars of bonds that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to pay 5% on all that money?
That's
an impossible dream. It just can't happen.
No.
So consequently, quantitative easing will continue at least through the end of the year. I'm expecting a major market disruption in the fourth quarter, as we have discussed. What the fallout will be from that toward quantitative easing, I don't know. But above and beyond all this stuff, Al, this thing that happened this week in Japan got a lot of people very nervous.
We got to take a real quick break here for a commercial. Appreciate you coming on, bud. Thanks for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear. clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire 3-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back to chat again with Bob Moriarty. You know, I will say one thing, and that is I think Roger's views on precious metals into the future are pretty interesting. Let's see if Bob agrees or disagrees with that. Bob, Roger was saying that he feels that sooner rather than later, and he's using a time frame of roughly July to August of this summer, he thinks you're going to see a huge increase, a major dramatic increase in the price of precious metals. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, as you know, I've been predicting a bottom in gold and silver for months, and yes. I think absolutely we're there. Now, here's something that investors have a hard time understanding. You can get a lot of signals for a bottom, and the market can continue down for 6 weeks or 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you're wrong at calling a bottom. What it means is the market has turned into a coil spring, and it's getting ready to explode. So literally, the worse it gets, the better it is for the future. And I've made it crystal clear, and I've got half a dozen articles on my website writing about it. We've had a bottom. It's a major bottom. The sentiment has hit records far greater than it was in 2001 and 2008, and yes, I expect gold to explode, I expect silver to explode, I expect platinum to explode, all of the gold shares, including the really crap companies, the ones who survive, mm-hmm. are going to do really well, yes.
So I agree.
I can't say he's right on time, because I don't ever predict time, but we are going to have a massive explosion.
Well, one thing I learned from you, I mean, you and I have been colleagues, and we've been chatting for the last probably 10 or 10 or 11 years or thereabouts. And one thing I learned from you very early in the game is, no, you don't want to tie yourself down necessarily to a specific time frame. You want to talk about trends. Now, I agree with you 100% in terms of the bottom, based on, you know, basically everybody on this show said when gold was down at 1321, that intraday low that I believe occurred on April, 16th, that really did probably represent a bottom, and I believe that it did. You know, we have a lot of other colleagues now who, I don't know if they're doing this to basically protect themselves or what, but, you know, a number of folks are saying we could see gold plummet down to the $1,000 level. Personally, I don't agree with that. I mean,
I don't either. I mean, you cannot get anything more bullish than 100% of people being bearish.
Right.
When everybody is anti-gold, then it has to go up. There's no other possible alternatives. But at every top, everybody's talking about how high things will go. And at every bottom, people are saying how low it's going to go. I'm a contrarian. I don't care who it is. I'm going to listen to the entire mass of people, and then I'm going to go the opposite direction.
Well, I mean, I think that's a logical thing to do. I don't know. I have believed that 2013 was going to be a replay of 2010. You know, 2010 following on the heels of an absolutely terrible market in terms of the hard money sector, whether you're talking about the commodities themselves or whether you're talking about the stocks of the companies involved in that particular area. 08 and 09 were certainly not good for the stocks. We were down significantly. And then 2010 came around, and that was a record year for Kathy and I in terms of in terms of our investing and money that we actually took out of the market. I expect the same is going to happen in 2013. Then why do I say that? Well, purely and simply because regardless of what people think, man, history does repeat itself.
I can't believe you said that. Let me give you example. I'm going to tell you something nobody's ever told you before, and I'm the only person that I know that has ever done the numbers. Now, we all know that the Dow topped in 1929, in August of 29.
Mm-hmm.
Do you happen to recall how high it got in 1929?
I can't give you the exact number right now.
I can. It's 295. And it dropped until July of 1932, mm-hmm. when it bottomed. Do you recall what it was when it bottomed?
Lead on, Macduff.
Okay. It bottomed at 41.
Okay.
Now, that is an 87% decline. And one of the things that I've observed for many years is that when anything drops 85 to 90%, it will tend to climb 150%.
Okay.
So if you take the low of the Dow in 2008 and compare the S&P, Dow and the S&P, same thing is true. If you take the low from then until now, there's been a 158% increase. Now, when you say that history repeats, you have to say, okay, well, what happened after the low in 1932? And what happened was it went from 41 points in July of 1932 to 108 points in June of 1933, and that is exactly 158%. So what has happened is the Dow and the S&P, ignore QE, even though it certainly was a factor, the Dow has done exactly the same thing in 2013 that it did in 1932 and 1933. So I feel very confident in saying gold and silver at the bottom, and I also feel ultra confident in saying the Dow and the S&P are at the top.
I was talking about the resource stocks. I think this could be a very good year for resource stocks. I wasn't talking about the conventional stock market. I was talking about the mining sector specifically.
No, but I was trying to make the comparison because it really was a good point. History does repeat, and we've had it before. The resource stocks, I mean, if you go from 2008 until 2010, there were dozens, if not hundreds, of stocks that went up tenfold, and I believe that's absolutely true. And I'll climb way out on a limb and say that if a company survives, even the 2 cent and 3 cent stocks are going to do well.
I believe that's what I said, but I don't know. Maybe I'm still a little fuzzy, but I think
the good stocks are going to do extremely well.
Oh, I agree.
You know, when the wind's high enough, even the turkeys fly.
Ain't that the truth? No, what I was saying is I think that 2013 is going to turn out to be almost, for the resource stocks themselves, fundamentals tell me that 2013 will be similar to what we had in 2010. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm getting to be an old man and my hearing is going, but isn't that what you're saying too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be better. It's going to be what happened from 2001 to 2004. 2001, you could have taken a dart and you could have hit any venture exchange stock and it was going to go up 200 or 300%. Barbara used to post when I was going to go visit a mining project, and that would rise the price of the stock 100%. Now, that's crazy because nothing had changed. Well, let me give you an example. Did you follow Colorado Resources?
I was an original shareholder in Colorado Resources.
I hope you sold.
I did.
Good. That's a good move. Colorado Resources increased, what, tenfold?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And here's what's funny, and everybody's saying, well, they had this really great hole. I did the numbers on the hole, and it's $83 rock of copper and gold in northern B.C.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's economic.
Well, my comment about Colorado Resources, and you know, interest of full disclosure, I was an initial shareholder in Colorado in the IPO a number of years ago. I held on to that stock for probably, a number of years. Stock never did anything, and I sold it. I did not get part of the action here that when the stock went from virtually nothing up to, what, a little over a dollar or thereabouts. I did not get that. Was that a mistake? Well, you know, it's all about timing. Bob, I really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
yourself, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
All right, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report Time. Al Cortland, appreciate you joining me. Unfortunately, in this particular weekend edition, we're spending an awful lot of time on politics, but I think we need to do that right now, and I think we need to do it for a variety of reasons. Our government is getting more and more and more heavy-handed, in my opinion, and, you know, if that's what the majority want, hey, we live in a free country, it's a democracy, etc. If that's what the majority of the people want, you know, so be it. But I really kind of question if it is. You know, we chatted for the first, almost the entire first hour with Congressman Walter Jones. He had some really interesting things to say. Got into it a little bit with Bob Moriarty. Got into it also with Dr. Michael Berry. And I'm going to wrap up the show with a colleague of mine, another Southerner, for lack of better terms, as Walter Jones certainly is, Congressman Jones certainly is, Alan Butler. Alan does a radio show down in Atlanta, airs on a 50-watt station down there, 50,000-watt station down there, airs daily. Alan is very, very skookum when it comes to politics, and he's really concerned right now about what's going on, not only the thing with the IRS, you know, and the AP reporters and Benghazi, but also something that he brought up that I think is slipping under the rug and a lot of people aren't thinking about, and that is the military policing our streets. That is pretty scary, Alan.
Absolutely. Can I back up to your opening comment? Part of what has led to this is that we are evolving into a democracy. What we were given by the founders was a republic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through the direct election of senators as opposed to the appointment of senators by the state, and then a number of things have led us into a period where a democracy is what we have, and a democracy leads to tyranny. And everybody says a democracy, we got a democracy. We were given a republic.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to return to the days of the republic, but one thing that has taken place in the last week, while all attention has been turned to the IRS, to the Associated Press, to the Benghazi scandal, I believe that we may have turned the corner now with more and more of the general public starting to believe that we may in fact have the makings, if not already have, a tyrannical federal government. First, the Senate is debating an expansion of the already broad powers that were granted in the 2001 authorization to use military force. It's called the AUMF. So essentially what they're debating now is that we have this permanent war on terror. The war is worldwide, and it includes America, which brings us to the second development that occurred this week. In the last few days, the Pentagon granted itself police powers on American soil. Now, we've all been witness to the militarization of our police, but if you look to what happened recently in Boston, that was not only the Boston police, that was the U.S. military.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a violation of precedent that was established over 200 years ago, posse comitatus, which has its roots in Rome, no troops in Rome. The Roman legion was to protect Rome, and now we have a situation where our military is protecting the federal government from us. And I believe that this is a harbinger of even more things to come. I mean, when you stop and think about the 1.2 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition that DHS has been accumulating, now some have speculated they're doing it to keep the ammunition out of the hands of private individuals. The DHS has denied that that is their motivation, so that would beg the question, what do they need this ammunition for? By virtue of the Geneva Treaty and many other treaties, they're not allowed to use these rounds of ammunition anywhere but here on American soil. And they are accumulating enough to shoot every one of us three times. And then secondly, they have purchased, I call it their Panzer Division. And we saw that on display in Boston. Armored personnel vehicles with 50 caliber machine guns hanging out of the turrets, roaming the streets of America. That is where we have come to today. So, yeah, they're worried about the AP. They're worried about the IRS, as we all should be. But what is going on with this federal government?
Well, I got to tell you a couple things, Alan. Number one, I don't understand the correlation, but I'd like you to explain me your thoughts on that. I don't understand the correlation between federal troops going into Boston and that protecting the federal government from us. To me, that's a bit of a stretch. Now, having said that, and I would like you to respond to that. Now, I'll go on to say, though, that in terms of complete agreement with what you're saying, going after the records of the various reporters is scary, terrifying. Number two, the situation vis-a-vis the IRS is also, one could view that also as being very, very frightening. What about the fact that now the president is wanting to dramatically cut our nuclear arsenal and saying he's not even going to take it in front of the House and the Senate? He basically is going to do it, if need be, by executive order. That's a pretty bold action as far as I'm concerned, Alan.
Oh, absolutely. It's scary. But back to your first question.
First point,
According to the rule, and here's a quote, federal military commanders have the authority in extraordinary emergency circumstances where prior authorization by the president is impossible and duly constituted local authorities are unable to control the situation to engage temporarily in activities that are necessary to quell unexpected civil disturbances.
Hmm.
Now, the law, and we date back to 1878, is called posse comitatus.
Yeah.
And it was put in place to prevent the Department of Defense from interfering with local law enforcement.
Okay.
But now we have a military, the Defense Department, claiming that it has the authority to supersede and now police our streets.
That is certainly more than just a little bit of food for thought. You know, it's interesting. Later in the week, the president was quoted as saying, number one, he's going to be very, very careful, or the United States is going to now be very, very careful in terms of utilizing drones and utilizing them only when they can almost guarantee, quote unquote, that no civilians will be injured. But he did say, and he did state that we are in a war on terror, and these people have to be sought out and killed around the world. Boy, I'll tell you, I'm not really sure that that is a justifiable action on the part of the United States. I really, really am not sure it is. I mean, if these guys want to come and screw around on our soil, okay, knock down World Trade Center, where I happened to visit just a couple of weeks ago or last week, if they're doing something on our soil that is going to harm, put us at risk, for lack of better terms, I would say amen. Go out and get them. But, you know, to go out into some of these strongholds in Afghanistan, as an example, I'm not really sure that that's justifiable, to be honest with you. And if I were an Afghani citizen, that might make me angry. That might make me as angry as if somebody sought out people on our soil because they felt they were a danger. A foreign country sought out people on our soil because they felt that were that was a danger. You think I'm nuts?
No, not at all. But, you know, back to the broader question of what we're talking about, our Constitution is a document that polices the government, not the people. In other words, we're not the enemies. So having, I don't know if we're talking about the militarization of the police, now we're talking about the police, military becoming the police.
Yeah, yeah.
And this has not been the case in this country.
No. I have to agree.
That is what we are evolving into, and to me, of the things that have developed in the last 2 weeks, this to me is the more serious.
Alan Butler, that is a very, very interesting point you're making. We're going to end the show on that note. Stay informed, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's important.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.